This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen, guys, we're running way behind, okay?
What? Us?
We always do that with Joey. We got to stop doing that.
We won't.
Because we cut into the club.
I know Kurt Ludwig out there is
he's pissed.
He's probably very upset.
Yeah. Kurt from sales, he's like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, I don't like this.
He's not wrong.
And
we got to be better. Yeah.
And we won't. I mean, you could say that you're going to be better, but I know you, and you won't. You won't be
better. Why you blame this on me? This is you. It's my fault.
Who is in charge here?
Schultzy.
Damn it, Schultz.
It's all on me.
Yeah, producer. Got to keep it moving.
Freaking A.
Well, I mean, yeah. Fill it in, but I'll try. A lot of hot aviation news to talk about tonight, too, man.
Why?
Got to let that breathe. Well, the survivor from that Air India crash?
Yeah, Schultz's all over this. I mean, this
well,
is like
we talked
his,
about
this
that
is
last
his
night.
Super Bowl.
Did you talk about the JetBlue flight that went off the runway in Boston?
No. What happened?
That happened, like, within hours of the Air India crash. I mean, nobody was hurt, but the JetBlue flight from Chicago to Boston landed at Logan and skidded right off the runway, missed it into some grass. Yeah, nobody was hurt, but that's very scary.
What happened?
They don't know yet. They do not know. It was a fairly new plane, and they have really no idea as far as like the brakes not getting hit or nothing's been released as far as that goes yet. That's always a little tougher.
Are they saying too that the India Air flight that was a pilot error? Are they saying that?
No one knows at this point. They have the final transmission
hours.
And both pilots were yelling "Mayday, Mayday, Mayday!" No thrust, no lift. So they know that it was like they knew they were effed. They could hear you could hear like a million alarm bells going off. Some people are saying that it was a perfect takeoff, and so they're saying that area has been known for bird strikes. So is it possible that both engines had a massive bird strike? And then other people are saying, well, more than likely that would have caused some smoke, but we didn't see any smoke. And then other people are saying that the flaps weren't properly aligned, and if the flaps weren't properly aligned, that could cause some problems. But then other people are saying, yes, it would cause you to have problems with lift, but certainly wouldn't affect you to the ability of not being able to move the plane at all. So there's just a lot of aviation speculation.
Interestingly, too, there was a couple videos circulating now on social media where power wasn't available to even like the TVs in your seats.
Yeah.
So people on the plane before it even took off had now put out things that have said, oh, well, we saw that there were issues with just normal things on the plane as well. So it could have been just a power issue with the entire aircraft.
Yeah.
But most accidents do happen either on takeoff or landing. So,
and still the guy that
wandered
out. That's still the most insane thing that I've ever
Absolutely
seen in my entire life.
Crazy.
And I guess that, and so I was reading deeper into it today, and they said that surviving the plane crash is one thing. The fact that he was able to walk out of the building, they said that he would have had to walk through a raging inferno past hundreds of charred bodies, including his brothers. And they're saying that the walk out of the building, because it's not like they rescued him from the building. He has wandered out of that thing and was like, hey, I'm here. There, some people are saying that it actually might be more miraculous that he got out of the building, the fire, alive than surviving the crash. Because some people survived the crash, didn't survive the fire. He survived both. It's insane.
It's obscene.
It is obscene.
He did say he doesn't know how he managed to escape.
It's literally why I told Danny on the air last week, don't wear open-toed shoes or sandals when you're flying. Because if the plane crashes, you will need to run away. And if your sandals are burning, you can't.
Schulte, I love you, brother. But at that point, your footwear has no bearing whatsoever on whether or not you're making it.
Bro, ask a former pilot. Like, I'm not just coming up with random crap to give you.
Okay. If my 787 whatever Dreamliner goes down, my life or death depends on whether or not my Crocs are in sport mode or
yes,
not.
Because for it, we're not going to go into this. Yes. Yes, it does. Yes,
wow. It does.
How about that?
That's a take.
I'll tell you what. If it's a burning inferno, you know what? My little bare footsies, they'll get me out of there just fine. I'll be all right. I'll take some burns in my feet.
Says the guy who can't die in a house fire.
I mean, there was a crash in the 80s in a Florida swamp that if people had been wearing shoes because of all the jet fuel that spilled around them, they wouldn't have had burnt feet. Like, this has been taken from many different things.
Gotta wear your footwear.
In your face. Don't question the aviation.
He takes it very seriously.
Expertise of one Jordan Schulte.
Comfort over crash.
Jackass.
Yeah.
Oh, trust me, I'm sitting in first class with those shoes on. Trust me, I hate flying.
He says, I don't know how I managed to escape. He said he saw other passengers die in front of him. He said, for some time I thought I was going to die, but when I opened my eyes, I realized I was alive, and I tried to unbuckle myself from the seat and escape from where I could. A British member of parliament said, it's nothing short of a miracle. I've reached out to the family, and I'm choosing to respect their privacy at this time, but as you may have picked up, one of his brothers was also on that flight, who sadly didn't survive.
Yeah.
Anyway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.